barged the next gate, his warriors close on his heel. Crashing into the chamber beyond, he was met by a billowing gout of flame. As Prometheum lapped at his armor, he twisted and rolled sideways to avoid the worst of it. Behind him, Danet was not so swift. He thrashed past his wolf lord, bathed waist to throat in blue fire. Haldun entered a second later, his bolter barking fiercely as he laid a salvo of shots into the flamer-wielding Thousand Suns legionary who had been lying in wait. More traitors opened fire, scything bolts and autocannon shells into the enraged space wolves spilling into the great hall. From the cover of a thick stone pillar, with bolt shrapnel and masonry shards rattling against his warplate, Bulvi peered out to see the sorcerer. He was in front of a large, freestanding gateway a few meters from the back wall of the amphitheater. Made of gleaming metal and white marble, its keystone shining with golden light. The Psyker stood with three acolytes, the corpses of two more at their feet, and a squad of Thousand Suns trusting to their protection, while his hands traced lines of runes set into the portal. Other Thousand Suns were stationed on the descending levels of the amphitheater and fired up at the Space Wolves. Bulvi stepped out.
Surrender to your fate, Witch Kin!
An acolyte stumbled backward, robes on fire, his chest turned to molten pulp.
The Emperor's wolves will never give up the chase. Spare yourself the torment of hope.
The sorcerer turned at the challenge. He wore no helm, his gaunt face framed by a shock of black hair and a broad collar that rose up from the gorget of his armor. His eyes were pits of blackness, his features contorted in an expression of such rage that it startled Bulvi.
Murderer!
The sorcerer pointed at the corpses of his disciples, and then waved a hand toward the cracked dome of the amphitheater.
Despoiler of dreams! Slaughterer of innocents!
The All-Father has called justice for your crimes. No plea will be heard. Your transgressions cannot be forgiven.
You cast us as villains? I am Issachar Orr, devotee of Magnus, master of the Hundred Paths. I have freed more humans from the blighted ignorance of Old Night than all of your barbarous horde. And this library alone contains more knowledge, more power to shape the destiny of mankind than all the dank mead halls of Fenris. You massacre our people, raise our cities, destroy thousands of years of knowledge, and then dare to think that you are the humans.
Squads of space wolves descended the steps, Haldun at the fore. The Thousand Suns gave ground slowly, collapsing in rings toward their commander, demanding a toll of dead and wounded from the Sons of Fenris, even as they were slain. With a wordless snarl, Issachar Orr thrust a hand towards the portal. The metal melted away to reveal a crystalline gate, the shimmering liquid gold flowing to create a rippling screen across the gap beneath the arch. Then he moved his hands in an arcane gesture, and the apparition of a many-headed dragon coalesced in the air around him. Orr threw his hands out towards the space wolves, and the dragon burst into life, a flaming, roaring beast of myth that left trails of silver sparks as it snapped out its broad wings and soared in an arc to pass through the warriors of Laemon Russ. Armor split and shattered at the touch of the monstrous spell, sweeping space wolves from their feet, gouts of blinding fire issuing from the beast's open maw. The wolf lord flinched as the massive creature roared in his direction. Eldingvafal and plasma pistol raised defiantly, but useless against the psychic attack. The creature shimmered as it coiled towards Bulvi, its immaterial form breaking into thousands of particles before it reached him. As the fog of the illusion dissipated, he saw that his warriors were unharmed, the dragon nothing more than a glamour. His eyes snapped to the dais at the bottom of the auditorium. The portal was still active, but of the sorcerer and his followers, all that remained were faint shadows on the golden field, as though cast from the other side of a curtain.